You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Texas Rangers got several deals in leading up to the trade deadline, including a last-minute deal in which Jake Diekman is going to be headed to, well, I guess he's just going to stay there since they're in Arizona, going to the Diamondbacks, and they got a 24-year-old right-handed pitcher named Wei Chung Huang, if I'm saying that correctly.
Wei Jays, the way they're the pronunciation guide I just got from the Rangers.
Okay, give it to me. What is it? Wei Jay Huang.
Yeah, Wei Jay, the guy that did that tape.
Yeah, with the Kardashian.
Yep.
So that he's 24 years old. And if you're going to just trade Diekman, that's probably about what you're going to get. Now, there's also a player to be named later in that deal. We'll see who that is. A little more interested, Ben, in the deal that they made with Keona Kelly going to Pittsburgh and actually getting a local product, Hearn, who is a 6'5 lefty and a great athlete. Who profiles to actually be possibly a starting pitcher. You know, we had Jared St. Laurent at the top of the show talking about if he continues developing perhaps changeup, he profiles more as a starter. If that doesn't work out, he could still be a reliever. But I think I'm a lot more excited about the potential of him and whatever that player to be named later is over whatever they did today with Arizona.
Absolutely. To go get a 6'5 guy who's got holding people to a sub-200 batting average, a guy who's 23, he'll be 24 in August, a guy who at Double-A has been incredibly successful, 107 strikeouts to just 38 walks, and control was his big issue. He's got that a little bit better this year. 104 innings pitch and 107 strikeouts. The number 7 prospect for the Pirates, and he comes here and immediately...
The hated Pirates.
He immediately comes here, and besides Hans Kraus, I think he's probably the pitcher with the most upside.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they need, a starting pitcher with upside. And, you know, clearly he has other things he needs to do and he needs to continue to develop and get better. But, you know, to be able to turn Keone Kella, who only had this year and then two more years,
mm-hmm.
in which the Rangers aren't going to contend
right.
for those years, most likely, maybe in 2020. But, you know, they've got Jose Leclerc, who's got 4 more years of control after this. He can go be their closer, mm-hmm. another young, talented closer. To turn Keone Kella, who's had injuries, who's had behavioral issues, to turn that into a pitching prospect, one of the best in the entire organization, when that is your biggest area of weakness, that's a win.
I agree. That is successful. And they've added more arms. We'll see if any of them pan out. And again, you know, Jared was under the impression that the player to be named later coming in the Kella deal will end up being someone that we feel pretty good about. So we'll have John Daniels on at 5:20 to continue that discussion. But what we really need to get into is the huge controversy that broke out last night because of the Ranger game. And it all started, KT, with a Pedro Gomez tweet.
It was a Pedro Gomez tweet that is really, really incredible. It's probably the best autocorrect situation I've ever seen. Here's what, as we had a little bit of a light delay last night in the game, here's the tweet from Pedro Gomez. Rangers and D-backs delayed in downtown Phoenix because a baboon went through town and overloaded the grid, knocking some lights out.
Ah.
Okay.
It's like King Kong.
that's enough to get started. Then his next tweet
said, I am a monkey fan.
His next tweet said, haboob. Damn autocorrect.
All right.
Well, if you go and look up the definition of haboob, it's an intense dust storm carried on an atmospheric gravity current, also known as a weather front. They regularly occur in dry land area regions throughout the world. It's just a dust storm.
It's a dust storm. Did you go look up pictures of these things?
I did.
Wow. It looks biblical.
It looks like stuff you'd see in movies.
Now, when I first saw the word haboob, I was like, man, I guess I'm dumb. I don't know what that is. I immediately was like, wait, people just casually use this term. I've never heard mm-hmm. this term. Had any of you guys ever heard of a haboob?
No, mm-hmm. I've heard of her boobs.
Right.
But not haboobs.
I heard of a boob.
A boob.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I didn't feel that bad when I realized I wasn't alone on an island.
Haboob.
But so not only do you have the shocking development of everyone thinking a gorilla is destroying downtown Phoenix, which my favorite,
that's great.
My favorite response to that was the guy who said that the Phoenix Suns mascot was mad and just down there wreaking havoc.
That's funny.
But then you have the whole side thing of everyone figuring out how to deal with a haboob story.
Side haboob is maybe the best. Very underrated.
Yeah, it's, he just sneaks in there.
Under haboob's great. Yeah.
Now, this did create problems not only in the game, but on our Ranger broadcast.
Okay.
And as Pedro accurately reported, the haboob knocked out some of the grid. So they were having some broadcast issues. So here's Jared Sandler coming back from break doing play-by-play off TV.
All right, Jared Sandler with you. We're experiencing some technical difficulties from Chase Field, so I'm going to do my best to bring you some play-by-play just from watching the game on TV. Shin-Soo Chu just hit his second home run of the game, so we pick things up in the top of the eighth.
Okay, so that's kind of, he's doing play-by-play off TV. Now,
that's always a good thing.
We're back to Eric and Matt Hicks, and for those that don't know, Eric has a good running bit. More than a bit now. I think we're talking about a future book that's going to be released at some point. The eighth inning limerick.
It's the biggest memory of the 2018 season will be Nadell's eighth inning limerick.
I remember Chu.
Chippy?
Getting on base Chippy, a lot. A bunch of times in a row.
Every day I go in there and I yell at our programming department, how do we get Chippy's microphone off the frickin' air?
I'd like
and
to.
No one ever does anything about it. And I hear him say stupid crap.
I'd like to apologize to everyone out there for Shippy ruining the segment and quite possibly the entire show.
I'm clocking out and going home.
No one's clocking out anymore. It's 2018. No one's clocking in and out anywhere.
Me and Rick Lou are clocking out.
So this is them discussing their learning of the haboob and what it is.
We are told that the weather event causing all of this craziness is a haboob, which is a dust storm, quite common here in the Southwest, the haboob.
Learn something new every day.
And there's a swing and a high foul off to the right.
I'd never heard of that before.
No? Yeah. We lost touch because of haboob. Can we even say that on tube? We lost our connection in every section. Perhaps some key part needed lube.
I mean.
0-1. And that is in there for a strike.
There's the very sexual limerick.
Do you think that's the most proud Nadell's ever been as a broadcaster?
I mean, he's had so many incredible moments over his Hall of Fame career. It shouldn't be the boob haiku. But
Eric, what was your greatest moment?
Well, a haboob came in. Okay, I also like the idea of a drop of Hicksy going, you learn something new every day. And someone has a good sports tag.
Oh, that could be if we ever let Shippy back on the air, his fun fact.
Yeah, or at the end of breaking news.
Just punctuated with a Matt Hicks drop.
And just Eric saying haboob.
Over and over.
And then they went on, I believe, and I am not 100% sure.
Learn something new every day.
You're going to hear an older type guy. I'll pop on with him. I'm going to say, without knowing fully, that it's the Arizona engineer on site,
no.
I'm guessing.
Got confirmation. This is Victor Newman from
the
Young and the Restless. Making the media rounds, doing the car wash thing. He jumped on the Rangers broadcast.
Oh, that's great. That Eric and Matt had him on.
Oh, man.
So do you think that haboob actually damaged something? Or like just
it's possible, yeah.
It's possible.
Haboob is a dust storm with a lot of strong winds, so it might have done something to some power lines.
It's a dust storm with a lot of strong winds that might have harmed some power lines, says Walt. So we need to have a haboob job. Here's the 0-2, and that was lifted foul down the left field line out of play.
Well, we'll find out if anybody's listening now.
Okay. 40-year Hall of Fame.
Dude, midnight home run.
Do you hear that subtle greatness he followed it up with that was lifted up and out of play?
Oh, wow. That's good. Yeah.
He is
brilliant.
God, there's a lot there at the end. So 40 years. On Friday night, it's Eric Nadel microphone night, too.
We need to have a haboob job.
But he said, hey, it's after midnight back at home. Like, who gives an S?
Oh, Rangers After Dark? Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, well, man. Thank you to the haboob and the also the baboon that wrecked all of downtown Phoenix last night.
And they're lucky it was just one. Sometimes you push the haboobs together, and two of them can really wreak havoc.
Oh, my God. That's so exciting whenever that happens.
Man.
You talk about going to town.
Rangers have had an extra bounce in their step lately.
Yeah, there's no question about that. They're going for five in a row tonight. Yeah. trying to...
Keep going.
Just trying to put some more wins together. Yeah.
What?
Hey, I just think you need to give them more support, bruh.
Don't call me bruh.
We should keep milking this.
There's no question. There's no question we need to.
I thought the team was perky last night.
They were.
Me personally.
The balls were looking like big round melons coming in, and they were just Odor in particular.
Are you saying they were teeing off on him?
Absolutely. Hammering them.
Maybe they had a little extra energy in their Gatorade jugs.
Guys.
Would you guys just cleavage it alone already?
Oh, that's well said. Guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.